Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is the third day of May already, 2021. Welcome to the next broadcast. You're in for a treat tonight. I haven't had this fellow with me for quite a while. His name is Pat Shannon. I'll tell you more about him a little bit for you new listeners. Never heard from him yet, and maybe a brand new listener from one of the AM stations we picked up here weeks ago. We'll tell you about Pat Shannon in a minute. You're in for a treat, though. This guy's been around even longer than I have and been out in the trenches, so to speak. We're actually on the front lines working with different people in different places, so don't go away. You want to hear this. And before I do that, though, I do want to make mention this past Saturday we had Bible study. We had Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on from the church in Florida. It was one of the first people arrested because of the COVID nonsense. And he shared his testimony. Powerful, powerful testimony. Told about how he come out of communist South Africa, escaped his mother country, and finally made it to the United States. Shared his stories, folks. And I'm sorry y'all didn't get to hear that. We had technical problems with the feed on Saturday, so y'all didn't get to hear the testimony. For all those that did not get to hear this past Saturday Bible study with Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, please let us know. I'm going to do something I've never done before. If you can't afford a copy of the DVD or CD, you call Lisa tomorrow and say, I don't want a copy, I can't afford it. Or if you can give a donation of pay shipping and handling, it's usually around $10, folks. But if you can't do that, it's not your fault you didn't get to hear it. I realize that. We had a technical problem that just messed up things. That's just the way it is. But if you want a copy of it and you can't send a donation, that's perfectly fine. You call tomorrow and talk to Lisa and tell her I said to write your address down to get a copy of this past Saturday Bible study and testimony from Pastor Rodney Howard Brown. He's the only preacher that I know ever that gives away our AR-15s in his sanctuary. Oh, boy, I love that guy. But anyway, you can call tomorrow at 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you can save us a few dollars if you call us at our toll number, 304-846-4448. You call tomorrow and tell us you want a copy of this past Saturday's Bible study. If you have a credit card, debit card, we'll give $10. You can. If you can't, just say I want it. We want you to have it. I mean, what a wonderful guy to talk to. What a generous gentleman. He's invited my wife and I down to visit already and see what he's done in Florida. And I'll tell you more about that another time. I'm going to tag him on the radio broadcast as soon as possible. But folks, this guy is he's something to listen to. And I thank you very much. Enjoyed this past weekend's testimony. So if you want a copy of it, let us know. I apologize for technical problems. but it happens sometimes. And don't forget, we're still offering the 62-page information packet on the King James Bible and why people are constantly attacking that. Folks, it's very important. It's very important that you have the correct book in your hand because your soul depends on it. If you want to know why we use it and some of the attacks come against it, for a donation of $15, we'll send you 62 pages to look at to back up what we're saying. If you want it, call the same number and get it. And for this month, and this month only, we're going to do a 10% off the Vitamir toothpaste. 10% off of the Vitamir toothpaste. If you want a copy, if you want a tube of your toothpaste, let us know, folks. 10% off this month. If you call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And a 2-for-1 is still on special on the REM sleep and the tranquil. I've got to call tomorrow and find out when it's going to end. So if that's still a special, folks, regular price for both, for each of them is $28.95. They're both right now on sale for $38.95. That includes shipping. So now's your chance to get them while you can. All right. I want to announce all that. So we'll get that behind us because I want to go to our guest. We're going to talk to Pat Shannon. I'm going to read to you a little bit about Pat Shannon. Pat Shannon's thirst for truth was set in motion more than a half a century ago when he began to examine the other side of the news of the JFK assassination and has never been quenched. Through the years, he discovered that Americans have seldom been told the whole truth about anything of consequence. Such is the case with the current mainstream propaganda revolving around the assassination of President John Kennedy. It goes on from there. His amateur sleuthing turned professional after the notorious 1983 federally sanctioned rub out of Gordon Call, the FBI, and the U.S. Marshal in North Dakota and Arkansas. 1990, Shannon was hired by Chuck Carter. Now, folks, Chuck's been going for a while, but he's had a program, very popular, called People's Radio Network, is a network he run. He covered a lot of high profile cases and news behind the news. And Pat worked with him. So this man's been around a little while, and he's wrote some books. One of them I really enjoyed. Had some chapters in it entitled Miracle in Atlanta. Everything they told me was a lie. The JFK assassination. Maybe the people will have the answers. I rode with Tupper, the Montana Freeman, and more. This guy has been in this battle for a lot of years, longer than I've been, actually. I've been on radio 28 years, so I'll give you an idea how old he is, ha ha. Anyway, and his website, by the way, you're going to have to check this out. Check out, get a pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you his website just in a minute because you want to check this out. I'll try to give it to you more than once. But his website is INI, India, November, India. INI-world-report.org. INI-world-report.org. Pat Shannon, are you there?
I'm here. How you doing, Pastor?
Brother, I'm getting prettier every day, just like you are.
Yeah. Well, all right.
Now, of course, you know a preacher wouldn't lie, right? You know a preacher wouldn't lie about that kind of stuff.
That's right. That's right.
Anyway, so we're so glad you're with us tonight. And I do mean that, Pat. I realize that you're busy and you stay on the top of things and have been for a lot of years. You go back a long ways with the news you covered. Tonight we're going to back some things back and forth, and folks, we're going to open phone lines up almost immediately. Because you may want to ask for information to different discussions we're having, or bring in something brand new tonight. Tonight is open conversation. We're going to sit here with a glass of iced tea and just sit here and talk, just like y'all right here with us, and I hope you take advantage of that. We want to hear from you, especially new listeners. We want everybody to call, but especially new listeners. We love to hear from new listeners. If you listen to one of the new stations picked up about a week or so ago, let us know you're out there. Let us know if you're enjoying what you've heard so far or getting anything out of it. It's toll-free number at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944 if you want to talk to us. And Pat Shannon, you've been in this battle, I guess you say, of background reporting a lot of different issues. So how many years now?
Well, it depends on when you consider entering the battle. I became a student of fake news and interested in the other side of the cases with the Kennedy assassination. And by 1966, 3 years later, there was a guy who didn't, I was a student, certainly of the research, but, and by the way, this is when, a lot of people aren't aware of this today, but this is when the term conspiracy theorist was born.
Yes.
The CIA
yes.
coined that because too many people back in the mid-60s were getting too close to the truth of the CIA's involvement with the rub out of JFK. And so they came up with this term that, I don't know, Jim Mars and Bob Groden and I, we used to laugh at because, you know, conspiracy theorist. Oh, boy, that's a great way to cast things away. But now it's proven to be how clever it is with the millennials. They think everything's a conspiracy theory and the government would do nothing wrong. So what the CIA dreamed up 50-odd years ago is proven to be a success for them. And it's not so funny to us anymore. But nevertheless, there was a man by the name of Richard Popkin back in 66. He wrote a book called The Second Oswald. And that intrigued me quite a bit because you got to remember that the young people have to understand and people old as you have to remember that the only source we had was the fake news media. And, you know, we had to believe the Warren Commission. Of course, I didn't, but not many students of the game did. But the American public bought it. But here, the second Oswald, this guy Popkin was a professor at San Diego State, and he didn't have many answers. He didn't know. He wasn't any more of an investigator than I was. But he had some great, great questions. And one of the ones that intrigued me the most, the one that intrigued me the most was, how can a 17-year-old kid from New Orleans, one of the most distinguishable accents anywhere in America, but a 17-year-old kid drop out of high school and join the Marines, and allegedly, it was later proven to be a fabrication, but allegedly go to language school in Japan for 6 weeks and come out speaking Russian so fluently that when he goes to Russia a few years later and he meets his future bride, Marina, she thinks he's a native. Now, there's really something wrong with that picture. So I was intrigued by the second Oswald, and later, 50 years later, my book came out in 2013 on the one you mentioned about the Kennedy assassination, but it was a Reader's Digest version of the most comprehensive book ever written on the subject by John Armstrong called Harvey and Lee. And indeed, the Lee Harvey Oswald that you and I knew was probably a war orphan and was picked up sometime in the early 50s as a teenager. And speaking fluent Russian, somebody in the bureaucracy, probably the FBI or CIA, figured out what a wonderful tool this kid could be in the Cold War. And that's what they didn't know. It was 1953 when they picked him up, and so a full decade before the assassination. So they certainly didn't pick him up to shoot Kennedy, but they picked him up for something, and that's what he was later used for. But this goes on all the time in these black ops. These guys are worldwide, and some are never used. But when they found out that he was such a lookalike for what happened later to be Lee Oswald, the kid who dropped out of high school at 17 in 1956, the son of Marguerite, but not the Marguerite that you and I knew. They actually brought in a second mother. Harvey's mother was 15 years older than Lee's mother. We got pictures of both of them in the book. So anyway, that's when I became hooked. I wanted to know the other side of the story. And so after that, I got in on the Bobby Kennedy assassination. And Sirhan has an 8-shot Ivor Johnson 22 revolver on June the, it was primary night, June the 4th of 1968 in California. And Kennedy had just won. And this kid that worked in the kitchen here, Sirhan, as an 8-shot Ivor Johnson. I knew the pistol very, very well because I owned the same weapon. I was a nightclub entertainer back in the 60s, and I'd get paid off in cash sometimes on a Saturday night and be traveling, so I needed something to take in the car with me, and so I just bought it. It was $30 at the time, it was a $30 22 revolver, something for close-range protection. So when they said this is what Sirhan was carrying, I knew the weapon well. It had 8 shots. Well, somehow 13 bullet holes were found in people and in the room, in the kitchen that night. And it also turns out that Bobby Kennedy was shot in the back, two in the back behind the ear with powder burns, and Sirhan was never closer than 4 feet in front of him to begin with. So these are the sorts of things that have been going on for a long, long time. And what's happening today is certainly no surprise to me. Americans don't know their enemy. They don't understand who the enemy really is.
Well, and, you know, I was talking today to another broadcast I do a few days a week with Melody Cederstrom at 4 o'clock Eastern time. And I said, Americans are naive. And I'm giving the benefit of that a lot of different ways. But I'm saying naive because I grew up. You know, my dad was a World War II veteran. He was a wounded prisoner of war. I was in Vietnam and places, and I thought, I was doing patriotic duty. I thought that's what Americans did, and the Americans were the good guys. No matter what happened, we wore the white hats. So yeah. I understand being deceived through ignorance, through naivete. But after a while, it ceases being naive. You start becoming ignorant and willfully ignorant, which turns into stupidity. And after all these things, we'll go through these maybe in a minute, but all the other deceptions, the Gulf of Tonka, the Pearl Harbor, all the other things we've been lied to about, clear back to the Great Depression, all the things that were done to bring us into the position we are today, it didn't happen overnight. It took decades. From Roosevelt right on up to now, the socialist agenda has been growing into communism. It's taken a long time, and the people are still either naive. But I would think that nowadays, with all the information, that'd be more stupid than naive, because the truth is out there. It's too easy to find on the internet. They just don't want to see it with the coronavirus, so-called COVID-19, and all the hype about that, shutting down businesses, destroying economies worldwide, giving people shots that are not vaccination, but actually DNA changing methods of making people non-human. So no, we're way beyond the idea of being naive. Anyone who wants to see the truth today can see it. If they don't want to see it, then they're stupid. If they don't know, we're trying to educate them. That's all I can say. But go ahead, Pat. I mean, and folks, don't think it's gotten better since the Kennedy assassination, or Bobby Kennedy, or the Gulf of Tonka. It hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. There's more deception today in this world, and especially here in America. And I think Biden is proof of it. Definitely a stolen election. So there's more of that today than ever before in history. And the people being herded right into a chute like a bunch of cattle, right into the back of the truck to the slaughterhouse. Go ahead, Pat.
Well, I was just reviewing the things that got me interested. I read and researched subject for 20 years before I ever wrote my first article in 1983, and that became the Gordon Call setup, the legalized murder, I called it, of Gordon Call. A lot of people don't recognize his name anymore, but he was a farmer in North Dakota. He was a tax fighter. He also had been a World War II sharpshooter and tail gunner, and had a couple of silver stars and a couple of bronze stars, and he could shoot the eyes out of a turkey at 100 yards. And they set him up because he refused to go. He got a year in jail down in Texas over his tax protest, and his partner that went in there with him died in jail. And Gordon knew that if they ever got him back in there, they were going to kill him too. And he just refused to report. When he went back home to North Dakota, he refused to report to a probation officer. He says, no, I'm not going to bother with you. I don't owe you anything, and I'm not going to harm anybody. I never harmed anybody in the first place. And so, well, this guy, the probation officer, he was a director of the Marshals Service in North Dakota. He came out to visit with him. His name was Bud Warren. And Bud was a good red, white, and blue American also. And he met with Gordon. They became fast friends. And the chief marshal, U.S. marshal, ordered everybody else to lay off of Gordon Call. He wasn't going to harm anybody. And that was in 1980. Well, in 81, when Reagan went in, as I'm sure you know, they just revamped all the federal officers and changed this to that and flip-flop here and there. And Bud Warren had a couple of years to go for retirement, but the politically elite wanted this other guy in there to take his place as chief marshal. So he flip-flopped, and he became a deputy marshal until his retirement. And the new guy was the one that decided to go after Gordon Call, and they set him up for murder, and Gordon outshot him. Make a long story short, he outshot him, and he killed a couple and wounded a couple of more and escaped with obvious divine protection. You got to read the story sometime, your audience does. I know you know it. But he escaped down to Arkansas. And later, one of the people that was helping hide him out had a daughter who discovered there was a $25,000 reward for the return of Gordon, dead or alive. And no, I don't know. I think it was not dead or alive. They're just for the capture of Gordon Call. But the FBI made it dead, and the marshals, and they set him up. And she told him where he was, and they went in and shot him in the back of the head when he was watching the news. And he was at the time, it was his son and son's friend were already on trial for murder, and they got it. They've been serving life since 1983, Valentine's Day. But these are the sorts of things that intrigued me. And finally, you know, I was bursting with all this information. The George Bush involvement in the attempted assassination of Reagan on March the 30th, 1981, was another one.
Johnson involvement in the Kennedy assassination, that wasn't a secret. But go ahead, back up the Bush and go ahead.
Well, this Hinckley kid, his father was Jack Hinckley, and Jack Hinckley and George Bush Sr. were partners in the oil business.
That's true.
What are the odds? In fact, even John Chancellor on NBC News that Monday night announced after the shooting that Scott Hinckley, a son of Jack Sr., and Neil Bush in Denver were friends, and they had a dinner engagement that night, the same night of the shooting. And, I mean, these are the sorts of things that go on behind the scenes all the time. Now, you know, who has the most to gain with the death of Reagan? George Bush elevates to the White House. And I understand from other reading, I'm not up to date on the facts, but there were at least two other attempts by Bush to take out Reagan. And these are the sort of things with the controlled news media. And it was after the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995, in summer of 95. We did a video on that, and I spent, Chuck Harder sent me over there six different times that summer of 95. So I suppose I wrote and talked more about the Oklahoma City bombing cover-up than anyone else. But when that was over and we finished our documentary, I began to realize that if you control the money, if you can control the investigation, and you control the news media reports, yeah, you can get away with anything.
And they have. They have.
And they have.
Over and over and over and over and over again. And they're getting more outrageous every time, Pat. I mean, the COVID-19 hoax worldwide, not just America, shut down the world, so to speak. And the stealing of the election was so obvious. But to get by with it, because the courts are corrupt, the politicians are corrupt, no one said a word. And so that's just the way it is. We don't have to like it, but that's where we are. Am I right on that?
You're right. I think I don't think this election fraud is over. Lynn Wood pointed out, well, I'll back up a little bit, but when I was in D.C. in the AFP offices back in 07, 08, I was able to do a snooping around with some of the knowledgeable people. And, you know, one of my questions has always been, I said, how can a Christian businessman, not even a lawyer, straight shooter, family man, get elected to Congress, and 6 months later after he's up there, you can't even recognize him anymore from his voting record? How do they get to them? And the answer was, well, they drop about $250,000 cash on his desk. And usually most of them are bought that way. George Hansen was one that could not be bought. Obviously, Trump can't be bought. He's got more money than Fed. But there are a few that can't be bought. And so my next question is, okay, what's plan B? Those that cannot be bought, who refuse to cooperate. He says, well, there's still a party, a Republican, Democratic Party thing that goes parties that go on Friday nights in D.C., and so while there's old George, old honest George, who couldn't be bought, he gets a Mickey slipped in his drink, and they take him upstairs and put him to bed, and they call his wife and say, Hey, George ain't going to make it home. He just had too much to drink. Don't worry about him. He'll be home in the morning. Everything's okay. Oh, all right. Thank you. And when George wakes up the next morning, he's in bed with a 12-year-old boy, and the cameras are rolling. And I learned this about 15 years ago, and it explained a whole lot to me of how they control them. Well, Lynn Wood is taking it a step further. He now says, and by the way, as you probably know, the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution says that the Supreme Court shall have original jurisdiction on any dispute between states. And I'm pretty sure this is what the Texas AG had in mind when he sued Georgia and them for, back in December. Yep. It'll go straight to the Supreme Court. They don't have to fool with lower courts and appeals and all this baloney. Well, as you well know, the Supreme Court wouldn't take it.
That's right.
And Lynn Wood says why. Explains why. Because the Chief Justice, I didn't have much respect, for him since the first hour that Obama was in office after the inauguration back in January of 2009. Guess who's in the Oval Office chatting with Obama for 2 hours after his inauguration, his first 2 hours in office? It's the Chief Justice of the United States. Now, what's he doing there when there's a suit out on the birth certificate that's obviously going to eventually get to the Supreme Court? What's he doing in there rapping with the defendant? So, anyway, this is how Lynn Wood says this is how they got control of him in the Supreme Court, because John had adopted these two kids and apparently sold them into the pedophile ring. And if this thing, this election thing gets out, then this is how they were controlling him. This is how they stopped him, or he stopped, I should say, the suit from proceeding, even though it's unconstitutional for it not to go directly into the Supreme Court. So that's a sort of, so you're talking about the judiciary being controlled. We had no idea how controlled.
This is proof of how
giant a good grip that the enemy has on the courts.
And, you know, and a lot of cases is right down to the counties. Not all of them, but a lot of them, right down to the county circuit court, circuit judge. It really is, and the sheriffs right on up. And I know that's not true for a lot of them. I realize that, but over in a lot of cases they are all involved. They're all profiting from it, and our justice system is just not for us. It's for those who are on the inside and who can afford it. Actually, that's where we are, and the deception is not going away. We're seeing it multiply itself every day. I mean, we have a guy in the White House that can't even put a sentence together. We have a vice president that I won't get in her background, but let's just say she worked her way to the top in a different way. And we're seeing so many things unfold before us, Pat. For those that have eyes to see, we can see through this. But it seems like the masses aren't looking. I don't understand it. Folks, back to the break. If you want to call, you can get in a conversation. It's open lines tonight. You join in at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we're back. I can't believe the phone lines are quiet. I guess, I thought we all kind of call people and join in conversation and share their information. 844-769-2944. Again, you need to check out Pat's website. Please do that. Trust me, it's good. It's really good. It's the initials I-N-I. India, November, India, INI-world-report.org. INI-world-report.org. Check it out. You won't be sorry you did. And again, lines on if you want to talk to us. Now, Pat, we're covering all kinds of ground. And I don't know, I pray people are hearing this. And folks, we're not trying to take our word for it. Research is some. If you're online or have somebody can get online for you, ask them information. Look it up. It's not hard to find. The internet was meant to control us, and it really does a lot of different ways. But it's also been a great tool for those who want to know the truth about things that's been hidden behind the scenes. A lot of things out there that you have to watch out for. People will spread rumors, and they'll try to discredit those or tell them that they're exposing them things by maybe tricking us into saying something that isn't true. And it happens, folks. We're not perfect. But what we share with you tonight so far has been all historically founded truth. I mean, World War II, Pat, my dad volunteered underage to go fight because he really believed that Japan had attacked Pearl Harbor and that Hitler was coming for America. They believed that.
Yeah.
They believed that. And everybody believed the Gulf of Tonkin happened when Johnson lied about that. I mean, all these things, folks, are not hidden. The chapter of one of my books I wrote is entitled America, a Victim of War. We have been in more, they don't call them wars anymore, they call them police actions, all over the world than I expect any nation in the history of the world. We become an empire, and no empire has ever ended well. Rome didn't. Rome didn't at all. Rome stretched out so big and so far and so wide, she destroyed herself from the inside out. America is doing the same thing. Please let that sink in. Now, Pat, you go ahead. I'll be quiet a minute.
Well, you know, talking about Oklahoma City a while ago reminded me that, you know, everybody knows that a guy by the name of Tim McVeigh drove a truck up in full of ANFO, ammonium nitrate fuel oil, and blew up the Murrow Building. Everybody knows that. It was all over the papers and the TV. Except that ain't what happened. That was another big media lie. First of all, it was proven that ammonium nitrate fuel oil could not wreak that kind of havoc.
And by the way, I want to say this. I know this from experience, folks, because I've sold, and I live in the coal mine country. I sold a lot of strip jobs. And that's what they use to blast the hills down with. And I watch them. Those explosions are not made to go whoom like an atom bomb. They're made to loosen things enough that they get to it. But go ahead.
Well, what most people in America yet today don't know, period, is that not only did ANFO not do that, but 48 witnesses of various types of various situations who discovered this, that, and the other, 48 of them died in the next ensuing 2-3 years.
Yes.
And most of them with apparently some kind of Clinton side. But that, I wrote a long, long article on that piece, but I reminded myself as I was writing it of some of the things that I had known and had never written about that had happened. And this is what the people of America don't know is the aftermath of Oklahoma City. And I'll give you a couple of them. There was a retired Brigadier General Ben Parton up in Alexandria, Virginia, sitting in his home and the next week and doing nothing but reading Time and Newsweek and looking at the pictures and talking with his wife. And he looks at for a few minutes and says, "Baloney, this wasn't ammonium nitrate fuel oil." He could see from the pictures. He was 30 years in the Air Force and 25 of it in demolition. So the government couldn't have a better expert in demolition if they were looking for the truth. Well, Ben came to Oklahoma City on his own, at his own expense, and he got with the fire department there and looked at hundreds of other pictures. And he was the one, and we had got him on our documentary video as well, explaining that the alleged amount of ANFO, had it been in the barrels in the back of the truck in front of the Murrah Building, the explosion inside the truck would have been at 500,000 PCI, half a million per square inch, pounds per square inch. And but by the time it reached the farthest back, and by the way, the trees right in front of the truck were not damaged at all. And by the time this air blast would have reached the rear left of the building in the second row of columns, the air pressure would have been down to 27 PCI, about what would be like a bicycle tire exploding. So he quickly pointed that out to any ninth grade kid that could understand that, the ANFO thing was impossible. Well, various things went along, and finally they're going to have a trial for McVeigh, and the Stephen Jones' defensive team flies to Virginia and sits down. I think there were three lawyers that came to visit Ben, and they sat in his living room and talked for an hour or two. And before they left, Ben said, "Are you going to call me for trial?" By this time, of course, the trial had been unconstitutionally changed venue out of the state of Oklahoma to Denver, where they could get too many people in Oklahoma knew something, they were smelling a rat. They knew too much truth, and prosecution had to get out to keep their patsy convicted. But he said, "Are you guys going to call me for trial?" And get this. The reply was, "Well, that depends on what Beth says." Beth was the Assistant U.S. Attorney by the name of Beth Wilkerson, who was the prosecutor for the U.S.
What a coincidence.
The defense is going to call witnesses that the prosecution okays? That's the sort of control of the judiciary that was going on even 25 years ago and even long before that, as you and I have discussed. But that's a type of control. And, by the way, it's all in the protocols. So these rules, these discussions of what they want to do to control us is all straight out of the protocol. It's straight out of the Talmud.
Oh, it is.
They're going to have us be stupid enough to poison ourselves with medicines with our misadvertised. Well, we're certainly right in the middle of that right now.
We certainly are.
But they're going to control the courts and the judges. They're going to control, of course, the news media and reports. In fact, in protocol number 12, I believe it is, they said that no report will reach the public without our approval. That's straight
out
of protocol.
That's very true. That's very true. Let's take a phone call real quick. Let's go to Ohio and talk to our friend Jerry. Jerry, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch. Wonderful program tonight. Fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
You remember me and my wife, Rosie?
I'm trying to remember.
We called and talked to you?
Oh, yeah.
Was that Rosie the Realtor?
Yes. Yeah, I remember.
Anyway, I just wanted to call in to let your listeners know that the two DVDs that you made, The Mark of the Beast and Mask to the Mark, those
right.
two DVDs are wonderful.
Well, thank
People
you.
People need to, they need to order them from you and invite family and friends over to have a movie night. And put them DVDs in because they will wake the people up. It shows them that this beast system has been around for a long time and they have been conditioning us, getting us to this
yes.
point. But your DVDs are wonderful and we've been making copies and mailing them out and getting them out to as many people
well,
as we can,
you.
Trying to wake people up.
But
I just
you.
Wanted to let your listeners know that those two DVDs, Mark of the Beast, and Mask to the Mark. They really need to get them from you and invite people over and wake them up because those DVDs are wonderful. Anyway, good job, you guys, and I'll be listening the rest of the show now. God bless.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. What a sweet call. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah, I put out a DVD, actually a four-hour set, Pat, titled From the Mask to the Mark, and explain how this all come about. And, no, this wasn't by coincidence. Nothing ever happened by coincidence, folks. Nothing. It's all planned by somebody. It wouldn't be happening. But we need to really try to get people's eyes open to the truth, Pat. I know the masses. The Bible predicts this. I didn't write it. The Bible says only a few are going to find the right path. Only a few. Many will cry, Lord, Lord, don't even, and he, Christ, I don't know who you are. Only few going to find it. So I sometimes get frustrated. I'm only a man. I get frustrated. But I don't get so discouraged any longer because I know the masses aren't going to hear us. We could sit down in front of them with volumes of proof in writing, on video, and if they don't want to see it, they don't want to see it. Am I right on that?
Right. That's my point I'm making a while ago. I will always be a watchman on the wall. But I'm just saying that we are reaching only the tip of the iceberg. And but as you explained, that's biblical too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. I mean, but we are watchmen. If we don't do it, the blood's in our hands, folks. We're going to tell you the truth. Lines open again, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. And again, check out Pat's website at ini-world-report.org. INI-world-report.org. Check it out. It's a very interesting website. I think you'll find it very informative, to say the least. And, Pat, if people want to get one of your books, can they get that off the website also?
Yes, right. The INI World Report is we update it almost every day, and it's loaded mainly the past year on only two subjects, and that, of course, was the COVID-1984, I call it, and the election theft. And here, I'm just about to put up another one. There's a 15-year-old boy we noticed today who took the shot and died 2 days later last week. 15-year-old
kid. Oh, yes. Well,
now, see, I blame his dumbed-down parents for that.
Well, I do, too. I absolutely do. In Pfizer's own recordings and folks' records, I have this right here in front of me now, from Pfizer itself, report on what the precautions for the so-called vaccines, which are not vaccines. Understand
right.
that. But in this is in Pfizer's own writing, Pat. It says if a woman who has never been vaccinated gets exposed to a woman who has vaccinated, she can miscarry, spontaneously abort, poison a baby via her breast milk, have babies that have not cognitive difficulties. And it goes on from there. There's other warnings from Pfizer itself that's never published. never published. And this is all, I got a four-page, five-page report here. It says that a male percipient who is receiving or has this continued study intervention exposes a female partner prior to or around the time of conception. I mean, if they get vaccinated, they can actually infect the female with the problems with the vaccination and vice versa. This is all for real, folks. This is all right in front. I said that if this vax is not shedding it into people between vaccinated and unvaccinated, be an event worth noting. So you can spread the situation from person to person if you've been vaccinated. Babies have died drinking mother's milk. That's on our website. Check out PastorButch.com. Look under health news or COVID hoax. Look for yourself. The vaccination is poison. I'm not going to get all the things it can do to DNA and why God destroyed the earth the first time because of unhuman DNA being put into people. I'm not going to get in tonight, but it's true. It's happening again. Pat, go ahead.
Well, I don't know where we were, but, you know, one of the amazing things to me is you reminded me of just now that people that I'm talking about friends, I'm talking about some of them lifelong friends or 40 and blessed 50 years friends of mine, and the stuff that I have sent them by email, alerting them, warning them about the importance of the poisons of just wearing a mask. The doctors are pointing out that, you know, you take in less oxygen and more carbon dioxide that you already exhaled. That's pretty dumb. But the warnings that I gave these people, and they ended up taking the vaccination anyway. Well, my neighbor, one of them, he and his wife are retired, and they like to travel, and they travel a lot internationally. I've known them about the last 5 or 6 years, and they travel all the time. So I kept warning him, and he said, "No, we want to travel, so I'm going to get the vaccination."
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm stunned. Family members that I've told about this and showed them proof still got vaccinated. And one of them was did it right after she had a baby. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with, maybe they didn't look at it, which is probably so. But it kind of frustrates me because I give it all the truth I can. I really do. Let's go to Stan in Illinois. Stan, welcome. Are you there, Stan?
I've been listening. Are you there? Can you hear me?
I'm here. By the way, are you a first-time caller?
Yes. Can you hear me okay, Pat?
I can. And welcome to the family. Come on in.
Thank you. I've been listening to you, sir, for probably 30 years.
Oh, my gosh. I've been really about 28, so that's about right. Go ahead. Wow.
Pretty darn close. And yes. What perked my ears up is when Pat brought up Chuck Harder, and Chuck has been dead now for a couple of years. He died a few days after or before Art Bell passed away, and his show, by the way, was called For the People, and I remember Pat being on there. I was an avid fan of Chuck's, and actually I got to know him pretty well, as good as you can know someone that was a big name in the day. And
wow, you do go way back then, don't you?
Well, we communicated, Pat. Chuck and I communicated when he the story, and Pastor Butch knows his story much more than I do. But for your listeners, he was pretty much tooled around by various entities, including the Clintons and labor unions. But I did get to know him pretty well in the early 2000s, and he was completely on the internet at that point, Talk Star Radio, and his passing pretty much went unnoticed. It was not like Rush Limbaugh, you know, and he was a true troubadour. I mean, he was a voice like Pastor Butch from the 90s. There's a lot of imitators out there, and Pastor Butch is a true blue, and Pat, I remember you, and Chuck started a lot of careers, too.
Certainly. He sent me to Waco. He sent me to Montana for the Montana Freeman siege, yes. And of course Oklahoma City a half a dozen times. But I
absolutely
lost track of Chuck, and when he sold the network back in '97. So you know more about his latter years than I do.
Yes. Well, for the listeners, and I'm sure Pastor Butch knows, but he passed away in Florida. Diane was his second wife. She preceded his passing. He was. he had a fall and never really recovered from that. He was a big guy anyway, but he had a fall, never recovered from it. He lived in White Pines, actually, and he passed away in Florida a few years ago, and I did get to know him. We were pretty much communicating by email or talking almost every day, and he was a great, great giving guy. He sent me a lot of stuff, but that's not really why I called. Do you have a minute left, Pastor Butcher?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll take a minute, yeah.
Okay. In your opinion, Pat, this is a person that's buried about 3 miles from where I am talking to you from right now, in a Jewish cemetery. Who, in your opinion, talk to me, if you can, and the listeners, about the man who killed the 35th president of the United States, Jack Ruby?
Oh, Rubenstein, Jacob Rubenstein.
Well, that is correct.
First of all, we have to clarify the fact that Harvey Oswald did not kill the 35th president of the United States. In fact, he never even fired a shot.
Okay.
I have a book, you can find it there, that will explain that in the details. It's called All About Harvey and Lee. There's a man by the name of John Armstrong who wrote Harvey and Lee. It's a 1,000-page epic, and even most people who bought the thing didn't read it all. It was just too big. But I did a Reader's Digest version of that, and pointing out, and I mentioned that earlier in the show, that there definitely were two Oswalds. But Harvey was the one who spoke fluent Russian, and he was the one who was set up as a patsy and was definitely killed by Jack Ruby. There's not any doubt about that. But he did not kill the president. Now, you are asking me to elaborate more on Rubenstein?
Well, what I'm asking, too, and then I'll hang up and listen because I've taken up too much of your time, guys, and you're the guest, you know, and it's Pastor's show. But what I wanted to ask is, in your opinion, was it a matter of, okay, I've got to go make a money order out for a stripper who I'm going to send her money, and, oh, by the way, I'm going to go into the police department and kill this guy?
No, that was the cover story. Actually, I got it from pretty good sources over the years that Jack Ruby was already in custody, and I would have to email these pictures. But there's a doctor researcher down in Houston who has come up with the fact that that's not even Ruby shooting Oswald in the police station. It's an FBI agent, and he proves it pretty convincingly with the back of the haircut being different and the fact that Ruby was already set up to be the patsy for killing Oswald when the FBI pulled it off. Now, that sounds like some wild stuff, but when you look into the facts...
Yeah. Yeah.
I would put you on the website. I can't call the name of it.
Can I email you? Can I email you from your website, Pat?
Yeah, shoot me a note at INI, and I'll get this other information back to you because you will be very intrigued by it.
Okay.
Thank you, Pastor.
You're
have
welcome,
a good one,
friend. Good call. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
New
caller is always a blessing. You're welcome. New caller is always a blessing. Let's go next to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor, I'll be quick. E. Howard Hunt confessed on his deathbed that his team was the one that killed Kennedy. I don't know if that's true or not.
I've heard that. Pat, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they were one of the teams. There were bullets flying all over Dealey Plaza that afternoon.
Yeah.
And at least many as 12 shots were actually fired. But... E. Howard Hunt, he's pictured there with the tramps, the famous picture of the tramps that were found on the railroad car and being led to jail. And they took him into the county jail and never booked him, turned him loose about 3 or 4 hours later.
That's right. So there were bullet holes all in that car, and they whisked that thing away and revamped it to get rid of all the evidence. But what I was calling about, y'all were talking earlier about Oklahoma City, and something that I've always latched on to is the fact that if you pull up Timothy McVeigh's death certificate online, where it says occupation, it says
U.S. Army. I've written about that. I'm glad you're on to that one.
Yeah,
he's been out of the Army for 9 years.
He slugged out of Special Forces and got out of the Army, but... That's not what
yeah,
a death
back
certificate
in 92. Also, I'm glad you brought that up because we for years thought that McVeigh was another Patsy, another Oswald, when in fact he was part of the Black Ops operation from the beginning. And that was one of the points that I make that you just did about when he, on his death certificate, he says employed by the U.S. Army, he'd been out of there since 92 for 9 years. But in 01, with his alleged execution, they're hauling him out on the gurney, and there's a WLS radio reporter from Chicago speaking live, and that's what goofed him up because it wasn't being taped. She was speaking live to, you know, a few million people, and she pointed out that McVeigh is still breathing. That's what tipped up a bunch of us off to the fact that they have to protect their own. And this is why the McVeighs of the world that are active in black ops around the world for the CIA and the world government folks, they have to know that they'll be protected. And for Tim McVeigh to be executed, they would have lost a whole team worldwide.
That's very true. Very true.
Well, if they don't protect you, they don't have any problems with killing you. So, I mean, you work with these people, you know. Get
well,
on your affairs in order, because if they need to use you as a patsy, they'll do you in.
They will, but
you're
welcome. They'll too up, they're going to lose their ops, and that's all there's to it. Folks, I'm about the last 2 minutes. If you want to call, you better hurry, 844-769-2944. Pat Shannon, this has been a great broadcast. I've enjoyed it thoroughly, and I know that people have to listen to us. And the new call we had just blessed me. I always love the new callers. I love them all, but the new one's always an extra blessing. And folks, again, the website is ini-world-report.org. Check it out. Get his books. Email him. Talk to him. Pat, we're down about the last 2 minutes.
By the way, you called earlier, I said, you know, send me an email at the website. That's not the correct terminology. He just wants to send me a comment to one of the last stories posted and remind me that we talked on the air and what I need to send him, and I'll tend to it.
All right, folks, you can find his email address on his website. Talk to him, like I said. Email him, ask questions. Pat, we're down about the last minute and a half. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, it's always great to rap with any knowledgeable person, and I'm impressed with the knowledge that your listeners have. They're on top of stuff. So you've been educating them over the last 28 years, I can tell.
Well, these people are extra sharp, I want to tell you. And if I say something wrong, believe me, they're not above correcting me. Okay, so
good.
I got to stay on top of it. And Pat Shannon, I want to thank you again for all that you've done and for staying in there through all this and being patient enough to work with everybody that you're trying to reach. I know it's frustrating and can be awful discouraging sometimes, but thank you for your steadfastness in Christ. Thank you for that.
Well, all right. As I say, I'll remain not the watchman, but a watchman on the wall, because you're one also, and I know there are a few thousand others out there, and we just got to keep telling the truth. That's all we can do.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Pat. Talk to you soon.
God bless you. Yes, sir. Thanks.
Folks, see you tomorrow night with our guest, Summer Dre, with Spear Mountain Herbs. You know what I'm talking about. And we'll see you back to hopefully Wednesday night with Pastor Arthur Pawlowski, if he's not in jail. So have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.